wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. But I'm using it in context tonight. Wisdom is a defense of having plenty of money. All right? And then it's evolved, or the knowledge is that wisdom gives life. Look at this. That wisdom gives life to them that have. See, without wisdom, you could have money, but you don't have the life that it takes for it. All right? Are you listening to me? Now, here are some of the things that must happen in money wisdom coming to the body of Christ. Here are some of the ways that you can walk in that wisdom. Number one, by not letting your soul forget all his benefits. Turn to Psalm 103. By not letting your soul, see your soul the one giving you the problem. Your spirit is rich already, it's ready to go. But you have to train your soul. And you train your soul, this psalm will help you train your soul. It says, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Why it says soul? Bless his holy name. Then it says verse 2, see this is the verse now. Bless the Lord, what it say? O my soul, and what? And forget what? Forget not all his benefits. Well, Jesus said, I come that you might have life. And you might have it more abundantly. Yeah. Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
That's one of your benefits.
Yes, sir.
Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health.
Yeah.
Even as your soul. See that? That is.
Yeah.
Even as your soul prosper. So here's soul prosperity.
Yeah.
Verse 2 is a way to prosper your soul. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And in name 5 and 16. What he does, he says, satisfy your mouth with good things. That's prosperity, you see. Mm-hmm. Forget not all his benefits. So by not letting your soul forget all his benefits. In other words, that you can be thankful. That you can give God thanks. Now you gotta start giving God thanks for what you have now.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand and give him some thanks right now. You know, he'll take you to the next level. See, praise and thanksgiving, hallelujah, will take you to the next level. Then there's Romans 12:2. You know it by heart. Be not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's the word, isn't it? Well, let me give you a second thing, how money wisdom flows. Keeping your mind renewed to the prosperous will of God. Yeah, give me the water. Where the water at? Keeping your mind renewed to the prosperous will of God. That's Romans 12:2. And then you brought your shouting glow?
Yes,
sir. Turn to Psalm 68. Something is said over there that is loaded. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to say this by divine permission.
Yeah.
You halfway out.
Yes,
you see, this instruction, actually you're all the way out, but you're halfway out because this instruction taking you to what is rightfully yours. Please don't take this lightly. Money wisdom cometh to me now. Say it. Now check the watch. Say it again. Check your spirit. Money wisdom coming to me now. Check it. Everything changing right now. Actually, here's what I'm hearing in the spirit. Your favor is changing. Now, I don't know too much about grammar and all that, but your favor is becoming more favorable. Because wisdom, watch this, wisdom attracts favor. I don't know, you may have heard money, wisdom comes to the body of Christ before. You follow what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be a separatist. I'm just trying to do what the Lord told me to do. I'm just trying to be able to leave this meeting satisfied that a deposit, a life deposit, was made in you that you'll never be able to deny in this house. I tell you, right now, I know we're not wasting our time here. No, the Lord is speaking. You see, because he's putting us in a position to receive. Oh, so you know the word. You know the scripture. You read the scripture. Y'all read your Bible. But we're talking about manifestation and demonstration from a witness. It works. Say it. Money cometh to me now. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I cancel all debt in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. So be it. That $2,000 clap hit it. I remember he wasn't sawing like that. Now he sawing $1,000. Something going on. Yeah. Hallelujah. You ready? You got your shout going on? When you come into the knowledge of money wisdom, in which I've read probably a thousand of books, never heard of it, money wisdom, you come to the place of this verse in Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who on the first of the month, Friday, you remember we read Psalm 103? Huh? Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. Look here, look. Blessed be the Lord who damn me. Loaded. You know what loaded means? Huh? Give us my. Well, I tell you, I'm getting it, yeah. All right. Look up here. I'm going to make you hot, you going to leave the leave or what? I'm going to make you hot right now. I'm loaded. Right now. Tonight. No, I gotta make it real hot. I'm loaded with money. No, that's not. No. That's not a confession. Yeah, it's a possession. And I thank you, Lord. That's good. I got to move you from confession to possession. You see what I'm saying? Confession is right, but possession should finally show up. Somebody said we've been on this mountain too long. You see what I'm saying? It's time to come on this mountain. Say, I got it. We played some song in the old church. I got it. If you can get the Holy Ghost, you must even get some money. This scripture said, blessed be the Lord who did it. loadeth us with benefit, even the God of our salvation. Paul didn't think about that. Was so long, mean. Paul didn't think about this. That now from this day forward, God going to load you daily. Why? Because you're open now. See, wisdom open you up for God to load you. Wisdom is the valve that open you up. Good God Almighty. So, write down right this. Yielding to God's prosperity on a daily basis. You wake up yielding. Lord, you can bless me. I'm the one. I'm not against it. I like nice things. I can't hit y'all. Stop being so modest about it and tell God the truth. I don't need much. You got 3 jobs. You just joking. Let me give you some things about money wisdom. Now turn the proverb through. Remember, God. Oh, this is a wise statement I'm giving out. That's coming from the Holy Ghost. God can't do this by himself. What? Let me prove that before we go to Proverbs. Joshua 1:8. God can't do this by himself. God can't get you out of debt by himself. Now I'm going to make another statement that is profound. You have to give him permission. Because he can't function in the earth realm unless somebody applies some faith that give him the right to come in on. So look at Joshua 1:8. This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth, but thou should meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein. Then, look what it said though. Thou shall make thy prosper and have good success. See, so God can't do it by himself. So that's why the spirit of wisdom have to put us in a position to think beyond the natural. Because the Bible says, two of you agree, why can't be you and God? You should be looking for another man to agree with you, another woman. Why can't be God? He who agree with my word can have what my word says. No matter what nobody else said, they can't stop it. Once you agree with the word, because I had professional stoppers try to stop me. They couldn't. Good at what they do. That's right. They stopped many. Couldn't stop. Still can't stop. Matter of fact, every time they touch me, God take me to another level. I see that happening in your life. Receive it. Now! Receive it! Now! Receive it! Receive it! Receive it! Receive it!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Wow!
My goodness. Let me show you a scripture. One of my favorite scriptures about prosperity, Jeremiah 33. I want to look at it right now because the wisdom, the money wisdom that I'm about to give you, I'll give you about 3 or 4 essays. A whole lot of them. So I'll give you some of them. All right, go to Jeremiah. Just look for a minute because I want you to keep this in remembrance. So we can be on the same page tomorrow and tomorrow night. Those of you watching by internet, now don't just sit up there and watch me. I'm not no movie. Get your Bible. I'm not a movie. I can't see you. You can see me. But I need you to have your Bible, because the Lord working on something here. And I sense an anointing.
Yeah.
I sense an anointing that this impartation of wisdom coming on pastors, coming on churches, coming on pastors, coming in this room.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yes.
It got on this boy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll go see now. Y'all answer me when I say something like that. I'm talking about Yaya. We stirred up something. Watch what I say now. We stirred up something that always existed. And tonight, I need you to declare it's becoming mine. I will know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. When the Spirit, watch this. When the Spirit tell me turn, my signal light can already be on.
Yes,
come on. That's how in tune that this impartation can, that's the way my life is, you know. Spirit tell me turn, I already got my signal light on. Because he healed. And when he when the Spirit breathed, I inhale. And that's what's being imparted to you. It's very easy to get in there, hook something like this. Opa. Now, to do this, if you heard the things I said at first, the Lord gave me permission to do something, to pronounce something on you. I used it many years ago, but it's within the wisdom of God that you will become a money magnet. Don't worry about how you're going to do it. Just stay in the flow of what God's saying to you tonight. I'm going to put some more on it tomorrow, but stay in the flow. Just stay in the flow. When your mind try to bring it somewhere else, bring it back. Look at these notes. Listen at this tape. Just stay in the flow. Money wisdom is functioning in me now, magnetizing my inheritance. You see how the Lord talking to them? Now, how many, some of you walking past the wall, how many Christians you think know to say that? You see what I'm saying? And so God loved you. God got you this meeting for a reason. But don't play with it. Don't think I don't know what I'm talking about. Because I got proof.
Right. Yeah.
The boys at my house the other day, I put all the toys out in the yard.
Yeah.
I got a few toys. Yeah. I didn't have them all out.
Right.
I didn't have my four convertible. Yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
Pick them up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just toys.
Yeah. Right.
Paid for toys. Nobody can possess them, you know. Repossess them. The only way they leave, I give them away.
Yeah.
Once I get one or two more scriptures, I don't know where I am, I'll tell you the truth. Proverbs chapter 3. I went to Jeremiah 33 now. Let me read it, because somebody needs to hear that. And I want you to put yourself. This is a picture of where the Holy Spirit is trying to take you tonight. And it shall be to me a name of joy and praise and honor. Wait a minute now. Joy, praise, and honor. Wait a minute. What is he talking about here? What give God joy, praise, and honor? When I talk in tongues. No, that ain't give God joy, praise, and honor. But I've been in church for a long time.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. He's talking about, look, the subject matter here. Before all the nation of the earth, what shall hear all the good?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you a secret here. I don't know if I ever said it before. Now, your spirit, if you can position yourself in the spirit, you'll get something here. God is looking for somebody to brag on. I did that for him. I did that for her. Can he find that? Are you too proud to let him? See, can he find that question in you? See, now, the scarcity of people in the body of Christ that can be that person is real scarce. But I want you to hear that in your spirit. God, this voice is talking about God is looking for a husband and wife to bless them so much on their street and in their lives that he can brag on. That's my child. I did that for him. Do you want to know me? I did that for him. That's another analogy. I did that for her. And I want you to know, give me praise. Wait a minute. If you don't permit God to get you out of debt through this wisdom you're being taught, you're not giving them praise. Not in that area. So now what you need to be saying now, God, you can have all the praise you want with me. Say it. You can have all the joy you want. You can have all the honor you want. I'm your person. From this day forward, you can use me. Now, I'll tell you now. I'm telling you a secret now. You're not going to hear this from me. God used me in wealth.
Yeah,
to this verse here, 39.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. If you look close enough, my name in there. And what I'm telling you is, God wants to do it for all of his children, but they all will never get it, my brother, because they're too doggone smart. You must decrease and let him increase. And then they figure out they're trying to increase on their own. You know, they're trying to make something happen, man. Let it happen. I tell you, you messing with me, boy. I mean, how long have I been praying? 50 minutes. Who that? Darnell. You know, Darnell is my son. Montrell is next to the oldest. He's older than Darnell. So when I tell him to do something, he delegated. When I leave out of town, you know, he sleep in my bed, he get my shoes, roll over my bed, he's got a preacher, see, so he roll over my bed, try to get a nice, and get my shoes, and then he have a barbecue at the house, you know, he think I don't know, but he left some evidence. Come on in here! What movie y'all want to look at? Let's go in the theater. I'm telling you something. Not let's go to the movie. Let's go into the theater. In the theater, it's going to play what I wanted to play. I remember when I went to Creflo Dollar's house, and he showed my room, and then he said, the theater right down the hall. I said, the theater down the hall. Oh, the theater down the street or down the hall? Down the hall. So I tipped over there, you know. I got that man, I didn't know how to work that thing. But I'm glad my wife came in. My wife, she figured it out. All right. I know I can bring that thing. I want y'all to get the screen on. I ain't let them come on. I never seen them like that. And so I made a mark. I said, if he can have it, I can have it. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. Cruflo would pick me up. Now, he picked the other speakers in Continental and stuff, but he always picked me up in his Rolls Royce. I got a kind of raw spirit with me, you know? And he knew it. And he bought a new one, and I got in that car. I'm by myself, my wife, I looked down at the floor of that car. And the spirit said, put your hand on the floor. And there's lamb wool in the Rolls Royce, not regular carpet. I put my hand in that thing, suck it in there, rub it, and all of a sudden came out of my spirit. I said, Lord, it was the Lord talking to me.
Yeah.
You want me to have one of these?
Yeah.
I just asked the question, look, baby, I ain't had no Rolls Royce money, but I just put my hand on it. Asked the Lord one. Another time, I went to visit Fred Price. I made a mark. I talked to his oldest daughter. She said, I said, well, all these amenities he got, you know. Fred had a pool. You push a button and it opened the glass up and let the sun come in, you know. And I had a table all around me. But when I first got to his house, he was getting out of his Rolls Royce, and Carol and I was walking behind him. He said, come here. I said, yes, sir. Sit down. So you know how to drive yours when you get it. I said, what? To myself, you know, I'm just trying to see something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had one just like his. I'm imparting to you tonight. I'm not only speaking to you, I'm speaking over you. That it can happen for you, because there's a lot of constipation. There's a lot left. God has gross leftovers. Enough to handle everybody. Hallelujah! Now I want you, I don't need to do this, a lot of people do this, but I want you to high five somebody and tell them, mine's hitting me right now. Find somebody else. Hear them, tell them, mine's hitting me right now. Find another person. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, say, I receive.
I receive
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now.
Now.
Say, say. Yes, sir. Say. Say, that's another $1,000. $1,000 being here. Say. Apostle?
Apostle.
I got this. No, don't get upset with me about to say something. Don't get upset, because this is needful. A lot of pastors gonna get out first.
Yeah.
See, I heard that in my spirit. Why? They lead them.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't get who get angry.
And the reason a lot of pastors don't get first is you gotta get that stench off the church. At large of trying to keep preachers broke. When you keep a preacher broke, you keep yourself broke. I preach in liberty. I can preach this message in liberty. I have no bill. if the preachers wanted to understand how much I'm for them, they would quit that mess, man, you know. Quit trying to, you know, them guys on TV, what that L.A. preacher?
Oh, man.
That's Randy stuff. Most of that stuff Randy. And it's a mockery.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, it's coming down. Look, baby, you don't get that big. How big you think you are? Preachers got no business playing church.
No business.
That's against God. That's dishonorable to God. Mark my name down. Something drastic gonna happen to stop this mess. Matter of fact, in the name of Jesus, I command, shut up! Stop clowning with God's business. Get on there with them suits on. Yeah, we need to dress nice, but don't get on there come on what kind of suits you got on, all that. You know what I'm saying? Just front it on TV like we some regular people. We're not regular. You understand what I'm saying, right? Y'all not upset, right? I don't care. You know that.
Right.
You know, it came with my spirit to deal with them. I was doing fine. But the Lord said, everybody else scared.
Come on, Dad.
They don't like me nowhere. I tell the truth. I go to my son and daughter church. I ain't got all the convention to pay for them for you. I was invited before. You know, I get that the money start rolling, everybody get paid. And I get a little bit. I shut it down. And he shall be to me a name of joy and praise. For all the nations of the earth, which is all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear a tremor for all the goodness. And for all the prosperity that I bring. Lift your hand. I'm going to stop you. I've been traveling. We can take up in the morning. We got a lot of more wisdom in this little tablet. Jesus. We'll get to it. Lift your hand. No, put your hand down. Talk to the Lord. Thank him for what you're doing. Satan, what happened to you? Satan. Talk to him. Tell him, I got it. It happened to me, God. I received. My little home rest for nothing. Oh, hallelujah. I'm caught down on what you did. Oh, God, I can't show you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. I got it, Lord. Come on, lift those hands. Lift those hands. Give him praise. God said, God have faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this night. Thank you for this church. Thank you for this moment of God. Glory. Yeah, let that anointing fall on you. Wow. Cha-cha-cha. Glory to God.